All right, so after a two-week pause, we're back to it, Baruch Hashem. It's good to be back in Eretz Yisrael. And we're starting off in the old print, it's page Lamed Tes, 32, 39, and in the new print, I think it's 32. Okay, so the bracha of Shalei Asani Goy. Okay, 33. Shelo asani goy, we make a bracha every morning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make us a non-Jew. So, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says as follows: Hahargasha b'ne'imut ha'chayim b'mashu Yisrael v'shelo asani goy, the feeling of the sweetness of life, the pleasantness, the sweetness of life, in the fact that the person is a Jew, he's a Yisrael. He was not made a goy. Tzricha liot chaya ve'era bekerav halev. It needs to be alive and stirring, and you have to be aware of it at all times. Lo rak betzura, in the heart. Lo rak betzura madait, not just in a knowledge, in a way of knowledge. Ki'im gam betzura mamashit v'chushit shel hishtatvut ha'chayim. But it needs to be that way also in a very actual form, in a way that you actually sense it, you feel it, you live it, and it's part of Hishtatfut HaChayim. This is the part of your life, is the fact that you're a Yid. It's not just part of your life. You live your life, and this has to be the feeling every single moment, that I am a Yisrael, I am a Yid. And it's amazing that I'm a Yid. You know, unfortunately, I think if I remember correctly, I think I read somewhere or heard somewhere that I don't remember, there was a group of, I don't know if yeshiva guys or whatever, like, that, you know, they were asked, you know, if they're happy they're Jewish. I think I read such a thing, and that unfortunately the responses were not necessarily the bracha of Shalei Asani Goy, because there's a lot of responsibility in being Yisrael. It comes with 613 mitzvahs, which, okay, we do not have, no one person ever has 613 mitzvahs, but unfortunately today without the Beis HaMikdash, we have a lot less mitzvahs. It's a very limited list, but it branches off into certainly thousands upon thousands upon thousands of halachas, you know, just Hilchos Shabbos alone. So that's a very heavy weight, l'chayra, on a person who is Jewish. I just on the flight, we took a flight from Los Angeles to New York, so they came around with some snacks or whatever. So we asked if we can just look at they offered a choice of a few different things. It was, could we just look at all of them? So she said, "Oh, okay, sure. They all are." I think she said, "Which ones are kosher? Are they all kosher of some sort? You know, but I know that there's different levels of kosher." Right? Right away, she got into, hopped right away. And so I don't remember, we said something about my wife responded something, and then she said, I have a friend she keeps kosher, and it's so complicated, and before the I think she said before Pesach or before the holidays, it gets even more complicated. It's like, well, it's really tough stuff. And it's like, that's the one way which a person who doesn't appreciate Torah mitzvahs can certainly view it. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there that do view it like that, being a Jew is not necessarily a present, a gift, a wonderful thing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something we should bless him on, but rather a burden. And that's a terrible tragedy that people should feel that way. And we're not going to get into it now, but nevertheless, the bracha, this bracha is a bracha that is right at the outset of the day. We are blessing Hashem, and we have to live with this. This is what Rebbe Yaakov Moshe is saying of it. We have to live with this feeling that we love being a Jew. This is a gewaldige, gewaldige bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It's almost like
undermines
why there should be a bracha. But if it's so consistent, and if it's so blatant, and if it's so...
We'll go. It's a very, very good question. He's going to relate to that at the end. We'll see. Very good.
And if it needs a bracha, then it's in every bracha.
Well, listen, it doesn't really undermine it fully, because he does relate to it, but at the end of the day, we make a bracha pekech ivrim. Hashem opens the eyes of the blind, so that's for vision. Clearly, vision is something which, you know, should be like, it should be obvious. But yeah, we thank Hashem even for the obvious. I'm just matir surim, you know, all the things like if fufim, for the fact that we stand upright. This is all, you know, there are many things over here in these brachas which we should not take for granted, and they're clearly tremendous brachas. And yet, yeah, that wants us to explicitly state our praise to Him for these things. But in any case, he does relate to he does relate to this point that you're bringing up.
Okay. In London, we call it it's tefillah, it's brachas hanor. What is it?
Yeah, okay, that's where it gets to brachas sheva. Yeah.
It's such a redundant sheva. It's so continuous, but then that's all brachas hanor.
Okay, so
the question applies to all of them.
Yeah, in a certain sense. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. Ba'ofen, and I'm gonna show you what I think. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, I think, is coming to answer a question here. But let's first read what he says. Ba'ofen shelo yitzuyu b'shum rega me'achayim. The point is that we have to live in such a way where we cannot picture at any moment of the life chayim bli yisraeliut, life without our Jewishness. ושלא יצטרך בשום פעם לעורר את הכוח הנרדם של הרגשה הזו. And that there will never ever be a need, and this is why he's asking your question, you'll see in a second, there will never be a need to awaken the sleeping koach of this feeling, meaning this feeling should never go into slumber, it should never leave a person, so that you're never going to need to renew this feeling, because it's a continuous feeling. This feeling of how beautiful it is to be a Yid should never ever sleep. It's low by this person. Even for a moment from the day and from the night. So if then already it does become a question. If the idea is that this should never, if we're supposed to get to that feeling where this never, there's never a pause. Every single moment of my life, I don't live it as a human being. I live it as a Jew. If that's the way, so why do I have to make a bracha every single day? Let's say I should make it once by my bar mitzvah, you know, and then I have that feeling and it's going to be continuous and finished. What do I have to make a bracha every day? So he says, "V'atzorich levarich b'chol yom." The need to make this bracha every day, as a bracha hazeh shel esani goy, this bracha of that Hashem did not make me a goy, hurak al hanitzotz hametchadesh b'chol yom, it's going on the spark that is anewed every day, shetafkido lachnis el tocho shel adam et hargasha hazot b'tchilato shel yom, whose tafkid it is, okay, whose job it is to enter into the insides of this person, this feeling, at the beginning of every day. And I think what he means is that Alpi Kabbalah, every single day we get a new spark of neshama. A new spark of neshama. And for that new spark of neshama, we have to bring in that feeling. Therefore, there's always a need for a freshness, right? To incorporate the new aspect of neshama that we get every single day. It might also be here, the way he writes, shetafkido lachnis, it could be that that's also the job of the nitzotz, is that we should feel a refreshed feeling of this every day. Maybe that's part of the job of why the neshama, why we get an additional spark of neshama, is that we should get a freshkeit, we should get a freshness every single day at the start of the day. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to feel that freshness of being a Yid. And, you know, we know anything that you get new, anytime you get something new, that's when the Ikar Simcha, we quoted a Gra, that the Ikar Simcha is always only on something that's new. So that's why Lasa Lava, there's going to be a continuous newness all the time, Chidush HaTorah non-stop. It describes the Sudas Lev Yasin as being that type of an experience. So, now, what I, what I think Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is asking is like this. I think the hidden question that he's asking is, why is the bracha worded in this negative way? Shelo asani goy, that Hashem didn't make me a goy. Why doesn't it say it a little bit nicer, you know? She'asani Yisrael. Now we have this question. The truth of the matter is, this question applies to almost all Birkas HaShachar. Shelo yasani oved, shelo yasani isha. Even the other brachas of not shelo asanis, but of pokeach ivrim, okay, is opening the blind. It's matir isurim. You're letting out the jailed. Not like giving us, you know, like letting us live free. You know? Letting out the jailed. Everything, almost every bracha is termed in such a way where we're appreciating the positive based on negating the negative. So I think that the truth is that ultimately, Birkas HaShachar, the way these are all termed, okay, Zokef Kfufim, he puts the bent over straight. What's all this wording? I think that this is the psychology of a person, and it's expressed in the way Chazal termed the brachas. Is we unfortunately, but that's the human experience. We only appreciate things by the realization of the opposite. Right? When something goes wrong, then you appreciate what you have. But if you're always standing straight, and if you're always seeing, you don't have that appreciation. But if you imagine for a moment that you're in jail, Chalila, then you could be, oh, now I appreciate freedom. Mater Yisurim. If you can momentarily imagine that you're bent over, and now Hashem has given you your spine back and your back back, and now you're able to stand straight, Gvaldim, Pekech Ivrim. You didn't have eyesight. Now Pekech Hashem gives you the eye. Now you can appreciate. I think that the way the brachas are termed in all these, you know, Shelo Asani, also Shelo Asani Oved, that's the way we appreciate the. And by the way, this type of psychology, I always say, I think comes down to the fact the eating of the Eitz Hadas. When Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, he lowered the human experience from a level of Chachma, which is something more internal, in a more internal experience of a positive experience of being, and he lowered the human experience to one of das, which is to know bein tov v'ra, to only appreciate things based on their opposite. Okay, to only appreciate things based on their opposite. So Memela, now I can only appreciate vision based on the fact that he's Pekech Ivrim. I can only appreciate standing straight based on the fact that Zekev Kfufim. I can only appreciate freedom based on the fact that Matir Asurim. That, I think, is what is behind, in general, the Lashonis of these brachas. Lanius Daiti. Now, but Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, I think, is saying something over here. Shaloya Asani Goy, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is giving an answer over here for that. I think this is his question, is why is it not Asani Yisrael? Is if it just says that he made me Yisrael, okay, he made me Yisrael, I'm a varich on that. Shelo Asani Goy says something more, is that I have no shaychus to the life of a goy, that there's not a moment in my life that I live as a goy. When you term it in the negative, in the Shaloi Asani Goy, you're saying that you have no shaychus to that. That's a chiddush more than Shasani Yisrael. If I would say Shasani Yisrael, he made me a Jew, okay, but you might have moments or certain things, maybe when you're eating, you're like a guy. Okay, fine, you made a bracha before, yeah. But maybe other things, mundane activities that a person does, you do business, maybe you live some moments of kakus, you live maybe some moments of, no, Shelo Yasani, there's not a moment. I think that's what he's coming to say. Shelo Yitzuyer, Bo'efen Shelo Yitzuyer, B'shum Rega Machaim Chaim B'li Yisraeliut. That there's no such thing. And this is already something which is very powerful, if we would like think about that. And the truth of the matter is, if you really study and analyze the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up our lives, the point of the Torah mitzvahs, the point of all these, the fact that we have so many mitzvahs, is exactly this, is that there's not a single thing we do over the course of the day that is not defined by a halacha. In that way, we're able to honestly live the life of a yid, as a yid, every single moment, from the tying of the shoelaces, which has halachas right at the beginning, it has halachas of how to tie your shoelaces, right? How to put your shoes on, you put on your right, and then you put on the left, and then you tie the left, and you put on the right. It's like the cutting of the nails, the question of we're naked or not, whatever, but everything has halachas tied to it, from obviously the way you do business, chashim mishpat, and this is filled. The way you live your life as a married person, your chiyuvim to your kids, the chinuch, every single thing has halachas to it. That's actually the beauty of it, because in that way we're able to really live like a yid. It's defined for us. Could you imagine what would it be to live like a yid if you didn't have that? You wouldn't know how to express your Yisraeliyut. So the Torah gives us the expression of the Yisraeliyut that we need to live moment by moment. I always say, I mean, I said it again, well, you know, this is again a little bit off the topic, that the bracha that we say in Maariv, right? Havas Olam Beis Yisrael Am Chavta, right? An everlasting love, a tremendous love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You loved your nation, right? Am Cha Yisrael, you love your nation. Torah umitzvos chukim umishpatim eson olimata. So you taught us Torah mitzvos and laws, right? Laws that we don't understand, laws that we do understand. Chukim umishpatim eson olimata. Okay, what's the lashon? I have a zum. I'm a chavta. Torah chukim umishpatim eson olimata. Dishachven kvena siach b'chukecha. Oh, so we're going to talk about them, your laws, day and night. Right, we'll go to sleep. We go. V'nismach b'divrei sarasechov mitzvasecha la'olam v'ayit ki hem chayenu v'oirech yomenu v'hem negi yom v'layla. It's fascinating. This is exactly, this bracha is supposed to really pump into us. And then same thing is in mourning, right? We say avarabo, avas olam, and we go to the fact that Hashem gave us the Torah. It's exactly to negate the idea that this is something heavy. No. Right, what would you say? You loved us so much that you gave us this massive book of laws and regulations. And we're going to be so happy with that. No, that's exactly it. That's exactly what we're saying. Hashem loves us so much that He gave us this manual, because Heim Chayeinu V'Chameinu, this is the manual of how we are going to experience life in the best way possible. And that's why V'Nismach B'Divrei Yisrael, we're going to be happy about. And this is very important to, you know, try to not just to live it on our own. When we live it, if we really live and tap into it, then the kids also tap into that. It doesn't come with a kvedut. It doesn't come with a heaviness. If it comes with a heaviness, there needs to be an adjustment. If it comes with an excitement, yeah, that doesn't mean that everything is always easy. There are nesyonos. You know, you have this famous going in Rus, which says that... But this Amets, right? She was mit Ametzet Lalechet by Rus. So the going over there says that when Naomi saw that it was difficult for her and she had to, you know, push herself, so she realized that it's real. Because the Yetzirah tries to stop a person from doing a mitzvah. Parenthetically, I might have mentioned this in the past, that I wrote a small chibur on the Megillus, on four of the Megillus, not Shir Shir. I wrote on four of the Megillus, and I brought it to some Gedolei Yisrael. One of the people I gave it to was Rav Brevda Zatzal to look at it. So he told me, yeah, but you should know that Rus is not from the Gaon. I was like shocked, and he was clearly one of the biggest experts in the Gaon. So I said to him, what about the famous, one of the most famous Gaons, this Vatisamet, you know, that she saw that she's Mtametzes Leleches. He said, yeah, it's true, but you don't need the Gaon to say it. It's true Be'etzin, but you don't need the Gaon to say it. I asked Bodom Mechaim Lechaim, I asked Baron Feldman, who's also a big Bucky in the Gra, And he disagrees completely, and he says that that it is from the Goyin. So, machloikis, if it's from the Goyin or not, but the vort is, we have the haskam on this vort one way or the other. So in any case, the obviously, so by Rus, it could be, you know, okay, the vort of the Goyin is applying it to a Yid as well. You know, theoretically, you could say that she wasn't Jewish until she proved herself, until the Geirus is 100% proven. So this was a proof of it, because yeah, but the Goyin is clearly saying it in general to everyone. But the vart is that yes, there are difficulties sometimes, but when you actually get over that nisayon and you do the mitzvah, there's got to be this over bubbling happiness that that's geshmak, you know, and that simcha is you know, very clear to the family, to the people around you, how much you really are the nismach b'divrei sechel v'mitzvei sechel. Okay, let's go to the next piece. Yeah, you have a question or hara?
As it's intriguing that the Rav is focusing on halacha lamaisa when teaching ideas that bring lots of simcha to your talmidim.
Yeah.
Thinking about these ideas, is divrei Torah sechel without any maisa.
Yeah.
So that's when I think of these, the celebration of divrei Torah is the celebration lav davka of halacha lamaisa.
Right, but it says over there, Chukim Mishpatim, my son of the Ma'ata. Right, and we're being Sameach in this.
Not to reduce Torah to halacha lamaisa. That people who don't do this limud might mistakenly think that all Torah has to offer is halacha lamaisa. People who do this limud and everything it comes along with presumably think there's much more to Torah than just actions.
Yeah, it's true. But my whole point is that if you look at the nusach of the bracha, we're being madgish that. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us Chukim Mishpatim. If I wanted to say anything, yeah, I would say he gave me this great book. It's so exciting to read. It's great stories, great Asiris. You know, like, I wouldn't emphasize the Chukim Mishpatim. Mm-hmm. So I'm showing is that even the Chukim Mishpatim are part of that Simcha that we appreciate. That Nismach Divrei Sechel even on those Chukim Mishpatim. What?
If you're not enjoying Judaism, you're not practicing Judaism.
Right. Yeah. Okay, let me go weiter. I do want to make one point though. Even though I tied it into Torah mitzvahs, I was careful. I want to just emphasize what I said. I said that Torah mitzvahs gives us the capability to manifest our Yisraeliut. But the Maila of a Yid has nothing to do with Torah Mitzvahs. The greatness of a Yid is before Torah Mitzvahs. And this is written in many Sfarim. The truth of the matter is, there does seem to be a little bit of a machlokes almost between the Rambam and then the Kuzari on this. Because when the Rambam describes what it means to be a Yid in Igeret Teiman, he seems to be tailing everything on just Torah. But when the Kuzri describes it, he describes it clearly that it's a min b'fnei atzma, the famous Kuzri, right? You have doimim, you have the inanimate, you have the tzimeach, the growth, you have plant life, you have chai, animal life, medarber, humans, and then you have Yisrael. On top of that, the highest madrig is Yisrael. So he categorized, and there it's clear in his words that they have a koach eloki, a godly koach in them, be'etzem. Okay, it's not totally in the Torah mitzvah. The Torah mitzvah is because they have this godliness in them, so they receive the Torah mitzvah. And this is, you know, Rav Soloveitchik actually said this in the brachas of, right, we make the bracha, Asher bochar bonu mikola amim, Hashem chose us from all the nations. The second step is v'nasa lanu es terasa. It's a two-step thing. First you're a Yid, then you get the Torah. So Torah mitzvah is a mile on top of that. Rav Kook also wrote the same idea in Igeret Tov Kuf Nun Hei, in his famous letter to the Ritvaz, and he termed it that there's two bechinas in Klal Yisrael. There's the Sgula of Klal Yisrael, and there's the Bechira of Klal Yisrael. Sgula is... A school is not totally, it's not dependent on the keeping of Torah mitzvahs. It's a school in the, right? School is like a seguli thing. It's like, I'm segula. Where the I'm segula means, We are be'etzem, the chosen people by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that has nothing to do whether we keep Torah mitzvahs. If you don't keep Torah mitzvahs, chas v'shalom, right? Adan Yisraelu, even if he's chayta, he's still Yisrael. The second mile, the second darga, right? Second thing is chira, that we choose, if we keep Torah mitzvahs, that we apply our bechira in the proper, appropriate way, so that's already a even a bigger mila. Okay, that's but that's a second mila. In a certain sense, the ikar mila is the Yisrael. The bechira is a tosefes, is an addition on top of that which is required of us. But in a certain sense, right, the more inherent thing that you can never lose shows the more inherent, deeper bechina. Okay, so really that's what Yisraelut is about, being godly. And this is Rabbi Yaakov Moshe writes in Chelek Vav in Ma'aneh Yeshua, and it comes from the Kuzri. The Kuzri also describes like this, and Rav Kukro describes it this, of course. He says in section Chelek, I don't know, it's called Chelek Ma'aneh Yeshua. In Chelek Vav, it's in the Segulas Yisrael, so in Perek Gimel over there, he says, you know, how the Shonev Nivdelet Hil Umiyut Yisrael Mil Umiyut Sha'ar Amim. The nationalism of the Jewish people is different than the nationalism of other nations. Am Yisrael Achai V'Kayam. The Jewish people who's alive and kicking, right, alive and well, ach v'rak al musago hakabir b'nitzchiyut atido. It's only, their life is only based on the tremendous concept in the nitzchiyus, in the everlastingness of its future. V'chash u'malgish ki ach ha'chayim ha'elokim ha'chayim ha'nitzchiyim hem ha'chayim ha'mikorim shelo. And the Jewish people feels, and that's their nationalism, is they feel that only godly life, only everlasting life, which is godly life, is its true mikori life. It's its true root life. Lo yuchal b'shum ofen nistapek b'magamot chamriot v'zmaniot. They're not willing, they're not able to in any way just make do with physical goals and temporary goals. Hu nidrash dafka l'magamot ruchaniot. The Am Yisrael is always, they're always seeking out spiritual goals, spiritual aims. So that's really what is different about. And then Rav Kook writes the same thing. You know, he brings from the pasuk, "Mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav." Who is such a great nation, right? Who God is close to it. That is what defines our goy, our nation, is that Hashem is close to us. He says, "Sgulata shel Knesset Yisrael." This is actually in the beginning of his Akdama to his Sefer on Shemitah, the Halacha Sefer, but in the beginning he has Akdama. So he says, the Sgula of Knesset Yisrael is that it looks at the entire existence, Baspaklalia Hamira shel Kodesh, with that clear glass, looking glass of holiness. Bechol oz chayei makeret. And with all the strength of its life, it recognizes, the Jewish people recognizes, Shachaim Shavim Emetarkam, that life is worth their value, Rak Be'otam Midashem Elokim, only to that degree that they are godly. V'chaim She'einam Elokim, Einam Shavim Lame'uma. And life that is not godly is not worth anything. Hi Yode'od. He knows that the Jewish nation knows that there's no, in truth, there is no life other than godly. And life that's not godly is not life at all. This is really ubacharta b'chaim. You choose b'chaim. The only chaim there is the chaim of mitzvahs. That's the only life there really is. Oh, So he says in that igeret that I mentioned, that Tov Kuf Nun Hey, that Brit Krutahi, it's a given pact, right? A given bris. Shasgula pnimit, that the sgula, that inner sgula of what we said, that you're born a Jew, and that itself, being a Yid, is something very special in Chashuv, right? Lo titgale bizman hazeh, it will not be revealed bizman hazeh, ki im lefi ota amida shabchira mesayat et giluya. It will only become revealed according to that measure that your bechira, the bechira of a Yid, meaning his keeping of Torah mitzvos, becomes, it helps it to be revealed. And therefore, everything is dependent according to how much a person does, how many ma'asim tovim, how much Torah mitzvahs he does, and how much the holiness of his emunah is, and how much learning he does. So it's true that to be a Yid itself is a big, big thing, but it doesn't get revealed except based on the bechira. So that already comes to the way I was saying before. What I was saying before is that the Torah mitzvahs, right, what I tapped into the Yisraeliut and the Torah mitzvahs, is because the Torah mitzvahs reveals that Yisraeliut, reveals the godless of that neshama. And of course, that's what's behind the whole concept of the Ramach Evarim and the Shasa Gidim having their parallels in the Ramach Mitzvah Saseh and the Shasa Mitzvah Leis Saseh. Right, the 613 limbs and sinews find their representation in the Torah mitzvahs. Because that is, the 613 is not just the Evarim Chitzonim, the external Evarim, it's the structure of the Neshama itself. And that Neshama can only manifest and express itself through the Tayyag Mitzvahs. And of course, when we can express ourselves and live the way we really, our insides really want us to, that's of course the Nismach B'divrei Yisraelecha. And that's the Yisraeliut, that's the Sheliyasani Goy. Okay, I think that even though we're a little shorter than usual, I think it's better we'll stop here. We can also start a little bit late, but the next piece is like a whole nother thing. So this is a good place to pause, and we'll continue Bez Hashem, the Hirotzon, next time. Anybody have any questions or ha'aras? No. Okay. And just I'll mention, I brought the Sefer, it's just easier than bringing a bunch of Sfarim. I'll make a nice pitch for the Sefer. I don't know if you could get it anymore, you probably could. There's something called Prakim B'Machshevet Yisrael from Rabbi Shol Yisraeli. He was the Rav of Kfar Haro'eh, and then he was one of the Ramim in Merkaz Arav. He was a massive Talmud Chacham. He was actually a Talmud of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap. And he put out a very nice sefer, which a collection, it's called Prakim B'Machshevet Yisrael. He takes like topics and brings the different shitas that we find. First he starts from the Divrei Chazal, or maybe even sometimes Psukim. Yeah, Tanakh, the Divrei Chazal. Then he brings, you know, Rishaydim. And then he brings Gdolei Tekufateinu Vogea, like up to the recent Darius. So I'll take topics like, here, let's see, Emunat Aman. So he talks about the Mehut Lumit, Emunas, Kula Lumit Bisrael, all sorts of topics about the Bria, and he talks about Eretz Mulu'ah, including Bechira Chavshis, Ashkacha, Avedis Hashem, Yisrael V'Terasa is another section where he discusses Bein Yisrael Amim, Nevuah, Taramitzah, Maisa, Tar Shavapeh, Agodis Chazal, Schar V'Oinish, Goy V'Nachlosa, he discusses Eretz Yisrael, Golas, Geula, discusses some religion and science, like very, very basic topics. And what's very nice is he's like, it shows you the, you know, different, he shows you the different opinions, and he has this like little bit of a, he gives like a summary with his own little, you know, angle to it sometimes. But I find it, I've had it for 26, 27 years, I find it to be very, very nice safer to get like, if you could get it. All right. Very good. Shavua Tov. Shavua Tov.
The question is how to plug into this innate Yisraeliut. Like the Derech HaMusa seems to, I sometimes think the Derech HaMusa is ignoring the innate and just like pushing oneself to to fight through this and so on, that and da da. And then it's like more, I use a Hasidic, or of course, whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
which is like trying to plug into that more innate positivity, innate kedusha, and trying to express it.
Right.
And
so.
Then, and other than the, than.
Yeah, it is a bit hard. What he's asking, right, how do you plug into this innate aspect of Yisraeliut, right? Like, it doesn't necessarily come. I mean, some people get it almost in a natural way, through, you know, the regular learning, nigla, and it can be done. It depends on the person. There are other people that have a certain, you know, probably more, usually more people that will find themselves in shiurim by me over here, right? But that find that their neshama is wanting something more, wanting some, you know, discussion on these things. So it can be found in different ways. I'll give you an example, right? Just to show the array of choices of how to tap into this topic. You know, you'll find in the beginning prakim, I think it's probably about the first 15 prakim of Chachma O Musar of the Saba Mikel, he talks about Malus Yisrael there. Very, very interesting. He even talks about, for example, he takes, I think, some of the barons, the famous rich barons over there, you know, like maybe Rothschild, I think he mentions, and Hirsch, Baron Hirsch, I think, and he praises them, even though they were not, the ones he was talking about, were not Shermi Tara Mitzvahs, and he shows how their greatness, based on their, you know, their deeds and whatever, but like that there's something, but he's talking over there, the Milas Yisrael, the Milas Yehudi. You know, so that's one, you can get it like even on the Musar level, like you say. And then there's other, you know, Maral, I always say Netzach Yisrael, the Sefer Netzach Yisrael is really Kol Kulei discussing the Mehusa Atzmus of a Yid. It discusses Galus and Geula also, but part and parcel of that over there is the Netzach Yisrael, is this Nitzchis of Yisrael, especially the first prakim, first few prakim, it's very clear. And then of course, the more a person gets into Kabbalah and Sugis and Chassidus and whatever it is over there, it's all over the place. It's dripping in those farim. So yeah, everybody has to find what's good for them, what's suitable for them at the time. I personally like it all. I like all all the styles. I always say that, you know, you have to. In the food closet, a lot of different foods, because sometimes you're in the mood for this, sometimes you're in the mood for that. So I have to have a lot of svarim in my, because sometimes I'm in the mood for this, sometimes in the mood for, you know, I have to have it all different, all the options on the shelf. All right.
Thank you. I grew up as a young child hearing about, you know, Shkodos Tani Goy, we're not like the Prostor Shkutzim, the low lives, the nobodies.
Yeah, it's a very low. I know a lot of us.
It used to be easier. Yeah. So growing up in Gateshead, and I was growing up, literally everyone was just drunkards and on drugs.
Uh-huh.
So it was easy to picture what's a goy.
Yeah.
But when you study, you know, degrees amongst academics and very refined people.
Yeah.
Then it becomes more subtle.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
And then.
It's true. Yeah, that's not what it is. It's much beyond that. We recognize the goodness, you know, the good non-Jews, and that they can be very, very ethical and moral people, and like the Rambam says, right, they could be chassidei umus ha'olam, they're going to get olam haba, and we want to actually impart in them values, Torah value, and that I said it many times, the Navi is filled with the fact that we want the Goyim to come closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu and to be there and part of it, right? And that's this is something extra. There's a whole another layer of experience, which is not, we don't have to rat on the next guy, we don't have to like take him down, we don't take others down, we just have to realize the Chashiv is the Kadosh Baruch Hu put into us, imparted into us, and of course it comes with the responsibilities as well. But, yeah. All right.